Moncrief on News Talk.
We are going to go to County Mayo now because it's a county very close to my heart. Well, my husband's heart and Croagh-Patrick. I've never walked up it, never will. But there's an amazing thing happening. After 3.5 years of nearly continuous work every single day, the Croagh-Patrick Mountain Path is nearing completion. Joining me now to discuss this remarkable achievement is David Doyle, team member of the Croagh-Patrick Park team. How are you doing, David?
Really well, Stephanie, and yourself.
3.5 years. I don't think I've done anything for 3.5 years.
We can't believe it ourselves. It's quite emotional the last week or two as the team is coming to an end, you know, after an amazing experience.
So talk to me about, now I've never been on Croagh-Patrick and I don't think that I will be, but is this path like from the bottom to the top? Where does it start? Talk to me about it.
Starts at the statue at the bottom and goes all the way to the church on top.
And are we talking like, are we talking cement? Are we talking rocks? What's it look like?
No. Basically, we've used no imported materials whatsoever. We've only used what we find on the mountain. So stone, mostly, and aggregate paths. So that's a smaller stone and a finer surfacing on top. So where we didn't need to do anything, we've done nothing. But most of it was pretty bad. The erosion was getting worse year on year on the mountain, given its significance and the amount of climbers every year. And so something needed to be done, and we were drafted in to do the job.
And when you say we, who decided that something needed to be done? Is it like the council or the Catholic Church?
Well, there was a group set up called the Croagh-Patrick Stakeholders.
Right.
So, and the stakeholders are made up of the farmers who run the commonage on the mountain, the Catholic Church, who have the church on top, of course, Mayo County Council, Murth Development, Mountaineering Ireland. There's dozens of stakeholders.
And so while you're working away at this, are there people kind of stepping over your work to get to the top, or is it a different path than what?
We've been working alongside people all the way, so we've always created a small diversion around our work, so that, you know, people still have access. The path has remained open the entire time. And we've been meeting all the lovely people on the mountain every day for the last 3.5 years.
So presumably every day you have to climb the mountain, or at least to the bit that you're currently working on. So the further you get up...
That's right.
Oh, wow.
That's right. So like, you're not familiar with the mountain, but the cone section, as it's known as, is the last kind of hour of the walk, basically. And it's a very, very steep bit all the way up to the church.
And I've heard it's very shaly, like it's quite... dodgy, like it's, yes, it's uneven on the foot.
That's right. It was very, very dangerous, and it was just all loose scree. So we spent all our summers up there. That was kind of an awful lot of the work, maybe 60%. It's hard to tell, but roughly that amount of the work was on the cone. And we were there from April to October every year, just weather-wise and light-wise, you know, daylight-wise. Yeah.
So you haven't built it like you didn't start and then proceed. You've built it kind of in segments.
Yes, yeah. So seasonally adjusted, you know, when we could, we were up high, and when we couldn't, when the weather was too bad, we'd work down below. We always kept work for lower down for less clement weather, let's say.
So there's a church at the top, is there?
There is, yeah. That was built in 1904, I think.
And is it open every day or just on Sundays or...?
No, it's open for special occasions.
Right, okay.
So Reek Sunday... and other feast days. And
does the priest have to climb up the mountain, or how else would he get?
God. Yeah, there's no other way up and down than our path. Yeah, there are other sides of the mountain that come up, but most people come up from the way we've built the path.
And when you've built the path, like, how are each of the steps like kept secure?
So it's basically compression.
Okay.
So basically the step in front is compressing down on the one below it. And then we've built side walls as well, which are providing lateral compression from either side, you know. So it locks everything in tight.
So is it a case that, like, the more people walk on this, actually the more secure the steps will get from the pressure?
Not really, no. The stone is doing all the heavy lifting, if you like. You know, it's we've been using the stone of the mountain, so the stone has got quite a weight to it. And, you know, we've fashioned the steps in such a way that it locks together really well, and it's very solid, you know. We've been watching people use them for the last 2.5 years, so any issues we've been able to correct.
Correct.
Very little, if any, yeah.
Isn't Croagh-Patrick one of the ones that, you know, traditionally people may have walked up barefoot. Are there people who are kind of criticising making it easier? Because it is supposed to be a pilgrimage, isn't it? Like, it's kind of a penance.
We do hear that, but I think most of the time it's in jest because it's still a serious challenge. It's just less dangerous now. You know?
Right, okay.
So, you know, I don't think really when people say you're making it too easy, I think most of the time they're joking. Yeah. Like 99% of people have been incredibly positive about the work, and they knew something had to be done, and they're appreciating the way we've gone about it and the way it's turned out.
And how has this impacted, like, what were you doing before you started building this path, and has it impacted your physical health, or what's it been like to build this path?
Well, I gave up my gym membership 3 years ago. And
fair enough.
I haven't had to be back. I was working in the best pub in the west of Ireland, the Blue Note, before this job. And before that, I had bungalows on a tiny island in Indonesia. So I've worn many hats in many different industries before this. But this has been my dream job. I've been climbing Kirkpatrick since I was 15. And it's been my favourite place in the world since then, basically. And to get to do this work has just been, it's been an absolute privilege.
So how many times would you reckon you've climbed it in the process of building the path?
I think Matt worked it out last week, 400 odds, 450 maybe, or something like that.
And will you have some sort of a ceremony or some sort of a moment to mark, like, the last stone that gets laid?
Hopefully next week,
Maybe you'll go to that bar.
We're disbanding next week. Our last day is next week, so hopefully we'll do something to mark it,
Well, the very best of luck to you, and I'm sure that the people of Mayo and all of the people who climb Kirkpatrick are very grateful, and to those who don't want to walk up the steps, you don't have to. Thank you so very much, David Doyle, member of the Kirkpatrick Path team. Some wonderful photos online there of the path being built.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.